We've got space stuff. We've got the music. What more do you need? This is Third Rock Radio, powered with NASA. He's an astronaut. He's an educator. He's a flight engineer. He's a crewman aboard the International Space Station. And now,
he's a DJ. This is the Joe Show on Third Rock Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Joe Show. I'm NASA astronaut and flight engineer Joe Acaba on board the International Space Station. It's great to be back with you on Third Rock Radio. Join me for an exciting show as we talk NASA, education, and music.
If it's new rock discovery you want, you've landed on the right station. America's Space Station. Third Rock Radio.
I like that you're broken, broken like me. Maybe that makes me a fool. I like that you're lonely, lonely like me. I could be lonely with you.
It's Third Rock Radio. I'm Donna McKenzie. Welcome to your home for new rock discovery. Here's the latest now from Portugal, the man, Live in the Moment on Third Rock.
It is Third Rock Radio, America's Space Station. I'm Steve Robison, and in my radio career, I've had the chance to talk to musicians, movie stars, sports figures even, but it's not every day you get to talk with someone who has flown up in space. This is very awesome. We are being joined by former NASA astronaut Brian Duffy. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
So happy to be with you, Steve.
Okay, you flew on three different space shuttles. You flew on the Atlantis, as you mentioned, the Endeavour, and Discovery. Now, of the three, did you have a favorite?
Well, you know, the first flight is always a special one, and so I have a soft spot in my heart for the Space Shuttle Atlantis. When I come here, which I do fairly regularly, I get a chance to go over and look at it, and you know, it brings back a lot of memories.
I was wondering if there was one that, like, if you drew the name for one of the shuttles, where you're like, oh no, I got this one again. I don't want to go up.
No, anytime you were, you were asked to fly a space mission, you were very happy to do it.
I can see that.
It didn't matter.
This is Third Rock Radio with an Earth Day Minute. A trip to a national park or monument on Earth Day does more than just reconnect you to nature. It also supports our precious federal lands and waters in their time of need. By spending Earth Day hiking in a national park, you're showing that the public values these sacred spaces. Through the visitor's fee, you're also helping to fund them for the next generation of nature lovers. Find a park near you at nps.gov. For links to NASA Earth Day activities and Earth Day resources worldwide, link up to Third Rock Radio and NASA on social media and nasa.gov.
And now,
Third Rock Radio and NASA presents History in the Making.
Welcome to the Scott Kelly Out of This World Tour, rocking the one-year mission. Here's International Space Station Commander Scott Kelly.
On Third Rock Radio.
I'm Commander Scott Kelly, live from the International Space Station, orbiting 250 miles above the Earth. Thanks for tuning in to Third Rock
Radio. Kicked up a notch. All the way across the universe. This is Third Rock Radio, powered with NASA.
The International Space Station was built on a partnership of 16 nations. The United States, Canada, Japan, Russia, Brazil, Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. It was in November of 1998 when a Russian Proton rocket placed the first piece, the Zarya module, in orbit. The U.S. followed close behind with the attachment of the Unity module in December of the same year. And so it began, the building of the largest research and science laboratory known to man. There were over 136 space flights involved in building the ISS, and now through the years, there have been nearly 300 astronauts from countries all over the world that have spent time in space aboard the International Space Station.
NASA rocks!
1983 was a historic year for both NASA and alternative music. The band REM released their landmark debut album, Murmur. It featured the song that took over the college airwaves, Radio Free Europe. In June of 83 at NASA, Sally K. Ride was on a mission to launch communication satellites aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger, making her the first woman in space. In August, Gion S. Bluford was sent to space on a different Challenger mission. He was the first African-American to go into orbit. Two huge events, all within 2 months of each other, and the launching of a legendary band out of Athens, Georgia. It's a NASA Rewind to 1983 on Third Rock Radio.
The only radio station that's played on board the International Space Station. And yes, we come in crystal clear up there. This is Third Rock Radio.
When you re-enter the atmosphere, you definitely feel gravity's full effect. We're going 17,500 miles an hour, and we have to slow down. And the way the capsule slows down is with friction hitting the atmosphere. And because of that, there's a lot of deceleration. So we'll feel, you know, five, six times maybe the force of gravity as we're re-entering the atmosphere in the Soyuz, and it makes it hard to move. It's kind of hard to breathe for a while, but and then when you get on the ground, you definitely feel, you know, pretty heavy for a while. But after a few days, you get used to it, and it starts feeling normal again.
Third Rock Radio.
I only-